Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In terms of guys that cover teams locally, probably one of the best in the entire NFL. Michael Silver, who used to write for Sports Illustrated and then worked for NFL.com for years, went back to Northern California and started covering the 49ers. That's his beat now. And he just posted an article in the last 10 minutes. New intel reveals Brandon Ayuk draft day trade, quote, still very much in play. Based on what I'm hearing from knowledgeable sources inside the building and from high-ranking personnel executives and coaches around the league, don't rule out a deal that would send Brock Purdy's favorite target to another team. Earlier, I spoke to another team's general manager who insisted that because the 49ers and Ayuk are far apart on negotiations for a lucrative contract extension, the fifth-year wide receiver is, quote, very much in play. I posed this question to a 49ers source with direct knowledge of the team's plans. The word I keep hearing were, anything's possible. It's a far cry from what John Lynch said yesterday about the situation. Sounds like he's, quote, available for the right price. But that right now they want too much.
What does too much equate to? A first for sure.
Well, here's another paragraph. Another team's GM said he believes the 49ers might ultimately accept a second-round selection. Such a deal might become more enticing to Lynch and head coach Kyle Shanahan if that pick were near the start of the second round and packaged with another selection, say a 2025 third rounder. So early second and next year third. Now, I posted the emojis on Sunday night and everyone got all hot and bothered over that.
And then Which was your point.
And then I posted something today about Ayuk, and it's not what... These two things are actually not completely related with each other, what I tweeted today.
Which is you're getting shadow banned on my phone, by the way.
Really?
It never shows me your tweets as they happen.
Who do you blame for that, Elon?
No, and I end up having to look at your tweets many times because I'm getting texted, what is Pony tweeting this about? And then I'm clicking on it.
So... They're still interested. And they've even talked about packages and things that they could do to get the 49ers to go for it. And I know that they've talked about next year's first. And I also know this, and I didn't put it in the tweet. I know that there are people in that building who would trade next year's first for Ayuk. I don't know if it's the person at the very top, the owner. And I don't know where Tomlin comes down on it, but I know within the front office there are people that would trade a 2025
first. That narrows
it
down a fairly good amount here.
Yeah.
That narrows it down to two people.
Maybe. They've got other assistant general managers and high-ranking people, too. We heard Omar rattle off all the names yesterday.
I mean, you were a Monopoly champion, and... We know Omar like Monopoly. Who knows? It could be a handful of people. I don't know. A 2025 first, inherently the rule has always been, as I understand it, any pick next year, knock it by one round in terms of what it's worth right now. So a 2025 first would be equivalent to a 2024 second, is how I've always heard people talk about these. Like, you just, you don't quite, there's so many unknowns, you just, you don't know what would be there. You don't know where you'd be picking. Say the Steelers did this deal for a 2025 first, and they end up a 12-win team this year. You're trading, what, the 27th pick probably, somewhere around there? 28th pick for the guy? Here's what I just, here's where I struggle with this on multiple levels. You have to pay him probably close to $30 million. I think it's 28 to 30. People said 25. Devontae Smith just got 3 and 75. I think he's a better receiver than Smith. Do you?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Okay, so you got to pay him more. His people probably know that and are aware of that. So you got to pay him close to $30 million. Wide receivers do come along quicker nowadays. Tomlin is right to say that that's a position, and so is corner, where you expect more ready-made polished prospects because of 7-on-7 ball, whatever. A de-emphasis on the running game. I just have a... And then, what does it mean for George Pickens, analytically speaking here, if you bring in a receiver who's got more track record and pedigree than him so far, who you're going to pay like a number one receiver? They don't like to pay two receivers big money.
No, they, at least historically, they don't. But the Eagles are doing that right now with Smith and A.J. Brown. And it kind of feels to me, and Weidel came from Philly, so it makes sense. In a lot of ways, I feel like they're stealing the Eagles' blueprint. I think they're following a lot of the Eagles' front office ideas and philosophy on doing things and aggressive mindset and attitude and everything else. So, yeah, like historically, they've never paid two at once, but I wouldn't rule it out.
They're doing a few things differently than the Eagles. They signed an inside linebacker for what they paid Queen, which we know the Eagles are fine with cycling through those guys. I'm not trying to poke holes in it. What I'm actually trying to do is find reasons that it won't happen, because I don't know why. I think Ayuk's a very good player. I don't really want it to happen. I would rather...
Well, you have doubts about Ayuk because the offense he's coming from.
Not a ton, because smarter people than I who watch more film than I do say, no. He, if anything, is undervalued because of the offense.
Say what you will about PFF, but they had him rated after Tyreek Hill as the second best wide receiver in the NFL last year. Better than Jefferson in Minnesota, and I know he missed games.
The smarts think that he actually is undervalued as a result of that system, that his brilliance is actually contained by the system in a sense, or underappreciated.
When I posted this this morning, this idea that this Steelers would potentially part with a first-round pick. But again, it's incumbent on San Francisco actually having motive to trade him. And this article now from a great local insider is saying they might. They could easily do it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the feedback I got was, well, they'd never do that. They're not going to trade a first-round pick. When other reporters other than me, who are actually reporters and not just talking heads, when Mike Florio and Jerry Dulac and these people have talked about how the Steelers have called the 49ers, what did they think the 49ers were going to say? Yeah, we'll trade him for a third-round pick? They. If you're going to pick up the phone and at least gauge their interest on a trade, you have to be prepared, if they're interested, to have legitimate assets that they want back.
Correct.
And if you look at what wide receivers of Ayuk's pedigree, in his mid-20s, with the amount of production that he's had, the starting point is like a first-round pick. He's not worth what Tyreek Hill got from Miami to Kansas City.
Very unique player.
Right? But like, look at the A.J. Brown trade.
The A.J. Brown trade is the right comp.
Look at Stephon Diggs when he went from Minnesota to Buffalo, what he was traded for. His numbers weren't as good as Ayuk last year. He went for a first-round pick and then some. Adams, who's a better player, I would say, or at least when he got traded, but he was 30. He got traded for a first-round pick and more.
Well, you're trading for a young player who's got many, many good years.
So did Steelers fans really think that the 49ers, one of the smart organizations in sports, who have got to Super Bowls by building like an entire roster and not just relying on one great player to carry them there? Did they really think that they would just fleece the 49ers like it's the Chase Claypool trade all over again? And think about that. They're going to say yes to an Ayuk trade for less than what the Steelers got back.
Yeah, I think that's
for Chase Claypool.
It's definitely Tabata for Trout. Who says no?
It was always going to be about a first round pick, and like maybe it ends up being what Mike Silver describes, where it's second and third, or it's second and second. So it's not a first, but you're giving maybe two top 50 picks back or two top 60 picks. I don't know. But it's no part of this is cheap. You're not getting
a deal. You're paying them big money and you're giving up real premium capital for a premium player.
You're not getting a deal anywhere here.
No, if it's the old, if you want the best, you pay for it. You get what you pay for.
Yes.
And you're going to pay big money for it in every way. Or big. It's just going to be a big ticket item.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.